My name is David Zahn, and the sculpture is titled Time Passes. Well, the process is it's a bronze cast. The piece is bronze. So it was first originally made out of clay. Then I had to make a mold of the clay version. Then we make a wax copy of it that's approximately a quarter inch thick out of wax. And then I take it to a foundry, and they do a lost wax casting. So unlike many of the pieces that are on the sculpture walk, most of them are fabricated pieces where they weld parts together to make the piece. This is a cast, lost wax cast piece. I do most of the work in clay, and the bronze, though, has a really neat look about it. So when I'm making a clay piece that's going to remain ceramic, I might treat it a little differently than a piece I know is going to be metal. Like I can make the edges a little sharper, or I know it's going to be a little shiny here or there. So knowing that it's going to be in bronze, I don't know, it's a great material. It has a neat look. It's kind of like in photography, if you're taking pictures of things that have color, but you're taking black and white pictures, you kind of think ahead, okay, what's this going to look like in black and white if you're a photographer? And I'm thinking the whole time, what's this clay going to look like when it's metal? I like to make things that are interesting, and maybe there's parts of them that aren't explained as to what's going on, so that the viewer looks at the piece and has to kind of decide what it's about. I also, my titles can be kind of vague. I do that on purpose because I don't want to tell you what the piece is or exactly what it's about. I want you to look at it and think about what it means. Most people interpret this piece, and the title Time Passes gives you a pretty good idea, but most people interpret it as moving from one state maybe of existence to another. Some see it as maybe like death, but I see it more of it as transition. And the piece is, it's interesting to look at because we see a human form, we see an arm, we see a hand, but then on the other side, we don't see the arm. And it turns into this water or wind-like material. And that water and wind-like material, when you get the sun on it nicely, it really looks cool too. So, yeah, I sculpt people, and my artworks are about people and concerns people have, I guess. And the other theme, one of the themes is the short-term nature of everything we do. If you were to look at a lot of my work, you'd see how the people are often glancing off to the side or they're kind of thinking about something. One of the interesting things about that piece that at least I think is interesting is that the figure is actually in a very, almost a boring pose, a very still pose. There's not a lot of dynamic movement in the pose. And the forces are acting on him to create the interest. So it's a little different. Most people sculpting a figure would put the figure in some sort of an interesting pose. I put the figure in a simple pose and put active things on him. So it creates a contrast. People look at it and think of movement, but he's not moving at all. So that's kind of fun. You know, I do a lot of art shows and things, and I do other similar pieces, even though that's one of my favorite images. And I just like it when people say, oh, that's cool, or that's interesting, or kids particularly like the work because it kind of doesn't make sense. And they, you know, they get it, but they have neat reactions when I see kids look at the work. So bronze casting is expensive. And if I did the piece 2 feet taller, my production costs would double. And I wanted to make a larger scale piece. In that picture you have there, it doesn't show that it's on a base that's 3 feet tall. So it does have a better presence. But as it's displayed in some gallery shows and stuff, I have a sign on it that says available in any size. I would love to make a 9 foot tall one. It's a great indoor size or along a street, you know, on that pedestal, it has some presence, but it's the size it is because I haven't made the bigger one yet. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good answer, but that's the way it is. My name is David Zahn, and the sculpture is Time Passes.